If you're on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, this is a little complicated inyan till the Mishnah. We'll try to do it in a way that makes sense. Omar Rava. So Rava now explains what Rav Yosef's kasha was. We said that we need a pasuk, the smichus of lo yolin chelet chag yad boker, reishis, bikure yad moscha. The reishis tells me that you can't leave the emurim, the chelet, of Korban Pesach, of the, what's it called, of the chagiga, past the first morning, meaning the 15th in the morning. How do I know that? And that it's not the next morning? Because it says Reishis right after that. So it was if it would say, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi, what's it called? Ad Boker Reishis, first Boker. So I'm a Rav. Rav Yosef Hachi Kokashile. So Rav explained that Rav Yosef's question was the following. The Gemara yesterday said, what's it called, a different way of understanding Rav Yosef's kasha, and the Gemara asked on that it can't be. Because how can you have something that the Basar is already Asar at one time, and the Emor you can still be Makrid after that? The Gemara says, of course you can do that. According to Pesach, it's like that. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Basar is Asar at Chatzos, and you can still be Makrid to the Emor until the morning. So the Gemara says, no. Rav explained, Rav Yosef's question was the following. Until the Mishnah, we're not going to get to the question. Right? The question is basically, mi ikamide di ilu tana lebasa lo boy reishis. We're going to now see that when it comes to leaving over the basar till the morning, we don't need a pasuk reishis to tell me it'd be the first morning. I would know it's the first morning even without a special pasuk. Right? And v'rafkahana le'emurim boy reishis, and yet for the emurim which are more chomer, right? The meat is not so chomer. If the pasuk would say stam by the meat, don't leave it over till the morning, I would think it's the first morning. Then why, if it says you can't leave the emurim over till the morning, I would think it was the second morning, unless I have a special pasuk to tell me that it's the first morning. Can't be. That's the question. Now we're going to see how that question unfolds. It takes a whole half a omelet to unfold the question. Mighty, what is this question based on? The Tanya. Lo yolin min habosur asher tizbach ba'erev b'yom harishon laboker. These are the psukim that speak about leaving over the meat to the time that it's asher. Okay? So making the meat nosur. The pasuk we had before is leaving the emurim, the chemev. This is talking about leaving the meat that you eat of the korban, of the chagiga. Don't leave over from the meat of the korban that you bring on the first day, laboker, to the morning. Limeid al chagiga sarbosar. So now the Gemara says, this is talking about the chagiga that you bring on the 14th. Shenecheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echot. That you can eat it for 2 days and a night. How so? Look at the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Asher tizbach bo'erev." You make the zvicha bo'erev, meaning on the 14th. B'yom harishon, you're allowed to eat it. That's the 15th. Laboker is the morning of the 16th. So you bring the korban on the 14th. You eat it the 14th. 14th at night. 15th. 15th at night. Already, what's it called, you can eat it. No, it's the 15th at night, not, and you can't leave it over till the morning. So you eat it the 14th, 14th at night, 15th, what's it called, and la boker means don't leave it over till the 16th in the morning. Because it can't be the 15th, because it's said by Yom Arisha. On the first day, you're allowed to eat it. The first day is the day after the day of the Shechita. That's how the Gemara is learning. Rashi shenecheles l'shnei yomim, the high boker boker shoshisos are kamer krah. That boker is referring to what's it called the boker of the 16th, because by yom harishon means that you could eat it on the first day after you shechted, which is the 15th. So boker can't mean the 15th in the morning; it has to mean the 16th in the morning. Tosfos Taka asks, according to this limud, you should be able to eat it 2 days and two nights. You should be able to eat it at night too, because you can't leave it over. So obviously that's not the case. The Gemara learns from other psukim that a shlamim is eaten 2 days and a night, and it means it doesn't become noser until the morning of the 16th. That's when you can burn it, but you have to stop eating it after the daytime of the 16th, of the 15th. After the daytime of the 15th, you can't eat it anymore. That night, you don't burn it till the next morning on the 16th. Okay. So that's how we learn the pasuk. Oh, eino ela liyom v'layla. Maybe not. And the Gemara is going to explain how I could think not. We just explained why it has to be the morning of the 16th. How can there be another possibility? How can there be another option? Oh, eino, maybe not. Ela liyom v'layla. Maybe you can only eat it the day you bring it on the 14th and the night of the 15th, and you have to burn it the morning of the 15th. Maybe boker means the 15th in the morning. Shu'omer bayom harishon. Hare boker sheni omer. Since it said bayom harishon, right, since it says that asher tizbach bo'eret bayom harishon, which is talking about the next day, it can't mean that morning you have to burn it, because it says you can eat it that day. It must mean the next morning. Hare boker sheni omer. Oh, enu ela boker rishon. Now Gomer goes back, maybe not. Maybe it means the first morning, meaning on the 15th. Umani mekayim chagiga hanecheles l'shnei yomim v'laylo echad chutz mizu. And even though we have a source that says that a chagiga can be eaten 2 days and a night, it's not this one. It'll be talking about the chagiga you bring on the 15th, not the one you bring on the 14th. The 14th you can only eat the day you bring it on the 14th, that night, and you have to burn it the morning. And the chagiga that you can eat 2 days and a night, that there's a source, which we'll see, that you can eat it 2 days and a night, that chagiga is not this one, not chagiga sarbasa. Kishu omer bo, since it says, im neder, o nedova, limed al chagiga shedalet shenecheles lebeiz yomim v'layla echad. This is the whole price. And the Gemara is going to now go and make sense out of it. And when it says, im neder, o nedova, teaches me by shlamim. It says by shlamim, right? By shlamim. It says the fair. She eat it 2 days and a night. And then it says, in neder on nedava. Also, you bring a shlamim for a neder and nedava. You eat it 2 days and a night. It didn't have to say in neder. It could have said, un neder on nedava. Why do you have to say in neder? It's an extra word. Limed al chagiga sarbasa shenecheles l'deiz yom v'layla echad. That teaches me that you should learn the psukim that chagiga sarbasar, you eat 2 days in a night, and the boker is the second boker, the 16th, not boker is the 15th, and you only eat it 1 day and a night. That's the price. Okay, Rashi. O einu ela liyom v'layla, to high boker, boker shall test vavkomer. Maybe not. Maybe when it says ad boker, it means the first morning, which means you can only eat it the 14th, 15th at night, and until the 15th in the morning. Shu'amr bayom harishon, michlal denecheles kol yom harishon shalyantin. When it says, ba'erev bayom harishon, that means you shecht it ba'erev, and you eat it the whole first day, meaning the 15th. So you can't burn it on the 15th in the morning, if you're eating it the whole 15th in the day. The ka'amr la boker, and then it says la boker. The lo shalin at boker sheni, must mean you shouldn't leave it over till the next morning, on the 16th. O eino ela boker rishon, or maybe not. Maybe boker means the first day, right? But kamei parich hechi tesik adai for the memersu. How could you have that happen here? We just said it can't possibly mean the first morning because it says bayom harishon. Now the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe it means the first morning. We just said it can't mean the first morning. So what's the Gemara considering that? It can't be. Ho amris bayom harishon chad leboker trei. We just said bayom harishon. Right, takes away that possibility. How do we get that possibility again? Umani mekayim chagiga nechelus l'shnei yomim. Denafkalon mikra achrina. We learn from another pasuk that there is a chagiga that you can eat 2 days and a night. Deyesh chagiga nechelus l'shnei yomim. Ulekamim mefarish heicha anshkan. Later on, the Gemara will say where we know that from. Ubeezer chagiga nimekayim. And which chagiga it's talking about. Bishar chagigos chutz mizu. Which other chagigos are there besides chagigos arbasar? That one's only a day and a night, and the other one is 2 days and a night. Kshu omer im neder, ba'achila shlamim, shnei yomim. where the Torah says specifically the halachas of a shlamim, that you can eat it for 2 days and a night, it says, im neder on the dava zevach korbano, the yom hakrivu azivcho yeyachel umi macharas, v'anosa ad yom hashlishi v'eish yisari. So it says, adds that extra thing, im neder on the dava, then the day that you bring the korban you eat it, and the next day, right, and the next day, in the morning, you burn it. Right, hari shnei yomim v'layla shabin asayim. Here it says, b'teir, shlomim is eaten 2 days and a night. The day you bring it, that night, the next day, till the night. The havel of the mikhtav neder unedav. Why did it say im neder? Im neder lomali, riba, av shal nechov alachilu shnei yomim. Even shlomim you bring, not just neder on the dava, but even shlomim you have to bring, which is a chagiga, you'll eat for 2 days and a night. So there is a pasuk that tells me that some chagiga, you learn from this pasuk, you eat 2 days and a night. But if I've learned that chagiga sarbasar, you only eat for a day and a night, then the chagiga that this is talking about is a different chagiga, not that one. We made al chagiga sarbasar, or the common in the forest, but my mishtamali. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain how you see that this is talking about the Chagiga of the 14th. Now, the Gemara is going to go back and explain this Braisa exactly what it's talking about. And after we understand this Braisa, we'll know the Kasha that Rav Yosef asked, right? How you see from all of this Braisa that to think it would be the first morning, you don't need a Pasuk Reishis. Without any psukim, you would think it's the first morning. You need a pasuk to tell me it's the second morning. So why? And that's by the boser. So kosh came by the emurim. If you don't have any special psukim, and it says boker, I would say the first boker, without any special psukim. That's the question. We didn't get to the question yet because we don't understand this price. So once we understand the price, we'll understand how Rav Yosef asked the question from it. Omar Mar. So now the Gemara is going to go over the price. The Gemara said that it says, Lo solinus habosar, asher tizbach bo'erev. Don't leave the meat over from the carbon that you brought bo'erev on the 14th. Bayom harisho. And you eat it on the first day, on the 15th. Laboker till the next morning on the 16th. That's how the Gemara learned the pasuk. Now the Gemara says, no. O eno el boker risho. Maybe not. Maybe it means the first morning. It means the 15th. How could you entertain the thought that it's the first morning when we just said it can't be the first morning because it says Bayom Arisha? Tizbach, right? Bo'erev, you made the carbon on the 14th. Bayom Arisha, you ate it. And don't leave it over. Laboker, it can't mean the 15th. You're just talking about eating it on the 15th. Must mean the 16th. How in the world can the Gemara come along and say, and maybe not, maybe it means the first morning, the 15th. How could it possibly mean the first morning? We already said, by Yom HaRishon, takes away from that possibility. Haki Kama. The Gemara says, no, what it means is like this. O eno ela b'shtei chagigos hakosu medabim. Maybe this pasuk is talking about two different chagigos. Not one. First, it's talking about the chagigo you bring on the 14th. Don't leave over from the meat of the carbon you bring on the 14th, Erev Pesach, for Erev, right? Bayom Harishon, and that one you taka to burn the first morning on the 15th. Now there's another chagiga that you bring Bayom Harishon. That's the carbon chagiga of the 15th that you bring the next day. And that one don't leave over my boker till the next morning on the 16th. And both of them you only eat for a day and a night. The first one you eat, the 14th, and the night of the 15th. And you don't leave it over till the morning of the 15th. The next one you eat, you bring on the 15th. You eat it the 15th and the night of the 16th. And you don't leave it over past the morning of the 16th. So it's over two different carbonos. You split up the pasuk. Bo'erev, bayom harishon. Bo'erev means don't leave over the basar that you brought Erev Pesach, and that's understood to mean till the next morning. Usually leaving over till the next morning. And then Bayom HaRishon, new thing. Bayom HaRishon is the carbon you bring on the first day, on the 15th. Don't leave that over till the morning of the 16th. So we're talking about two different korbanos, and both of them you can only eat a day and a night. Achas chagigas arbaasar, the achas chagigas chamishasar. The zele bokra, the zele bokra. The first one is understood. Lo yalim es habasar asher kizbach for Erev. Don't leave overnight the meat that you bring on Erev Pesach, meaning the chagig of arbaasar. When shouldn't you leave it over till the morning? That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. And by Yom HaRishon, the one you bring on the first day, on the 15th, don't leave over till the next morning, the 16th. That would be the pshat in the pasuk. So it's possible that if it's talking about two different korbanos, then boker can mean the first one. Each one is the first morning after you brought the korban. And you can only eat the korban a day and a night. Hadar Amar, then the Gemara says no. Ela de kaimelan chagiga necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echon. In Cain, in Neder, on the Dover B'mai. But we know we have a source that there is some chagiga that you can eat 2 days and a night. We learned that from in Neder. So where is it? Now we're saying the chagiga you bring on the 14th can only be eaten a day and a night. The chagiga you bring on the 15th can only be eaten a day and a night. There are no more chagigas. So which chagiga is eaten 2 days and a night? We have a source that some chagiga is eaten 2 days and a night. And if you learn the pasuk this way, all chagigas are only eaten 1 day and a night. V'may, I chagigas arbaasar, haksiv b'yom v'layla. I chagigas tezvav, haksiv b'yom v'layla. So, you can't learn a pasuk like that, because it doesn't leave any chagiga that you can eat for 2 days and a night, and we have a source that there is some kind of chagiga that you eat 2 days and a night. There's only two of them. The arbaasar and the chamishasar. The one you bring Erev Yom Tov with the Korban Pesach, and the one you bring for Yom Tov on the 15th. Or, if you didn't bring it on the 15th, you can bring it the rest of Yom Tov. But it's the same Korban. Elahai l'chagigas tezvav. Elamai, it must be that pasuk in is talking about the chagig of the 15th. And that one you can eat 2 days and a night. And this pasuk, therefore, must be talking completely about the chagig of the 14th. And we learn from this pasuk that you can eat that one also 2 days and a night. Because the pasuk in tells me that the chagig of the 15th you can eat 2 days and a night. Just like a regular shlomo. And the pasuk of lo yolin es habosar asher kizbach for Erev, bayom harishon maboker, can't be talking about Arbaasar and Chamishasar, and limiting both of them to a day and a night, because that can't be. Both of them can't be a day and a night. So therefore, the Chamishasar we learn 2 days and a night from him. That leaves this pasuk to be talking completely about Arbaasar. And if it's talking about Arbaasar, then it says by Yom HaRishon, it has to mean the second morning. Not the first morning. It has to mean after the second morning. And therefore, Chagigas Arbaasar also can be eaten 2 days and a night. So therefore the pasuk must be talking about only one chagiga. It has to be talking about chagigas arbaasar, which you bring bo'erev, you eat by Yom HaRishon, and you don't leave it over till the boker of Yom HaSheni, of the 16th. So now we have a psukim that both the chagigas arbaasar, you eat 2 days and a night, that's the pasuk lo yolin min habaasar. And we have another pasuk im Neder on the Dava that tells me that the Chagiga of the 15th, you also eat 2 days and a night. The Mara says, now comes the Kash. Time the cost of Yom HaRishon HaBoker. The only reason we say that this Pasuk has to be talking about the second morning is because it says by Yom HaRishon. And it can't be talking about a different carbon because that different carbon we learn from another Pasuk, the 15th. So it must be talking about the one you brought on the 14th, you eat on the 15th, and you don't leave it over till the 16th. So when it says boker, it can't mean the first morning. It has to mean the second morning. Why? Because it says b'yom harishon. But if it wouldn't say b'yom harishon, right? The my boker, boker sheni. I'll call hecha d'chsi boker stam. If it wouldn't say b'yom harishon na boker, it would leave out b'yom harishon. And it would just say, lo salin basar, what's it called? I should tizbach for Erev ad boker, it would mean the first morning. The only reason I know it means the second morning because it says by Yom HaRishon that you can eat it the first day. So it must mean the second morning, right? The Afogato of Kosu Bereshis. That means, had it not said by Yom HaRishon, I would have said clearly that it's talking about the first morning. Even though it didn't say any special limud to tell me it's talking about the first morning. In other words, without any special limud, I would say Boker means the first morning. You need a special pasuk to tell me that it means the second morning. And that's by the Bosel. And now you're telling me by the Amurim, if it would only say Boker, I would say the second morning. The fact that it says Boker Reishis, that means the first morning. Why would you need a special pasuk to tell me that Boker means the first morning by the Amurim, if by the Bosel you don't need a special pasuk and you will assume partially that it means the first morning without a special pasuk, right? The Emurim are more chomer than the Basar. So why would you have a Havamina that you could leave the Emurim longer than the Basar? Right? And therefore, it can't be that you need the Rashis to tell me it means the first morning, even without the Rashis. And therefore, the Rashis must come to a different Rasha, not this Rasha. That was Rav Yosef's Kasha. Okay, Rashi. Farki Kormar. O Eino. Elalion Balai. This is what the Gemara said, what the other option was. Maybe not. Maybe the pasuk lo yolin the besar. What's the pasuk lo yolin zevach lo yolin min habosra shetizbach ba'erev biyom harisho. Don't leave over from the meat that you made the korban ba'erev on the 14th by yom harishon laboker. How are we going to learn the pasuk now and say that it means that the chagigas harbosra you have to burn already the first morning, mean the morning of the 15th? You learn it the following way. The pasuk is talking about two different korbanos. It's talking about two chagigos. Chagigos arbaasar v'chamishasar. Zula bokra v'zula bokra. Each of them you can only eat one day and a night. That's the other possibility in the pasuk. The haki mashmakra. This is the way you learn the pasuk. Lo yavin mibasar chagigos arbaasar asher tizbat v'erim. Don't leave overnight the basar of the chagigas arbasar that you brought by Erev Pesach on your daleth. Don't leave it overnight. Period. That's the end of that korban. Now, what does that mean? Don't leave it overnight. Till when? Till the morning. Right? The stam lima the bokra mashma. Stam leaving overnight means that night till the morning. So that's one part of the pasuk. That's the end of chagigas arbasar. Lo salim min habasar asher tizbach bo Erev. Period. Don't leave the meat that you brought on the 14th, right? Don't leave it overnight. Shalim. Shalim means leave it overnight. So the pasuk means don't leave overnight the basar of the carbon you brought on the 14th. So when would you not be able to, would you have to burn it? The 15th. Don't leave it overnight of the night of the 15th. And get rid of it by the 15th in the morning. End. Now, by Yom HaRishon, you bring another carbon. That's Chagigas Chamishasar. The carbon you bring by Yom HaRishon on the 15th, that don't leave over till the morning. Which morning? The next morning. So you have now a pasuk that speaks about Chagigas Arbasar not leaving it over till the morning of the 15th, and Chagigas the 15th that you don't leave over till the 16th. And both of them you can only eat one day and a night. That's how we're going to explain the pasuk and come out that both Chagigas Arbasar and Chagigas Chamishasar can only be eaten one day and a night. And the second part of the pasuk is the one that you bring by Yom HaRishon, don't leave over till the next morning, meaning the 16th, which is again one day and a night. Then the word says, no, you can't say that. If that's the case, where do we apply the other limud of im neder? That there is such a thing as a chagiga that's eaten 2 days and a night. If we're learning this pasuk talking about both possible chagigas, and they're all both only eaten a day and a night, where's the pasuk that talks about chagiga that's eaten 2 days and a night? What's that talking about? Kolomer be'ezu chagiga chutz mizu ani mekayim es asher ani motzi shenecheles v'shnei yomim. Hari Yishvi says, kulam, from this pasuk you say all chagigas are 1 day and a night, if that's how you learn the pasuk. And we know that there is a chagiga that's eaten 2 days and a night. The heichen ani motzek shuomer in neder harimatzasi sheish chagiga necheles v'shnei yomim. From the pasuk in neder, we know that there is a chagiga that's eaten 2 days and a night. Deizuhi, which one is that? Al korach limud al chagiga sarbasa must be then
that chagiga sarbasa can be eaten 2 days in the night. Behechli, how do you learn that? The alkorchach inami im neder bechagigas tezva mashrislay. How do we know that then? Because the pasuk im neder comes to tell me the chagig of the 15th. You can eat 2 days in the night, and therefore the pasuk of Tishbach Bo'erev must be only talking about the Chagiga the 14th. It's not talking about both Chagigas. It's talking about one Chagiga, the one you bring Bo'erev, the one you bring Erev Pesach. And on that it says, Payom HaRishon, eat it the first day, and don't leave it over till the morning of the second day. Since it said Payom HaRishon, and it's talking about the same Korban, must be that you can eat it 2 days in a night. The kilo de ena boi ma pesach. Right? Why would we say that the im is going on the chagigas chamishah, sir? Because it's more kal. Because it doesn't come together with the korban pesach, or it gets the dinim of korban pesach, maybe. So therefore, if we have to learn one chagiga has 2 days and a night, the first one to learn from im neder is the 15th. Now we have another pasuk that tells me also the 14th eat 2 days and a night. Shmas ba miha denechelos ha-shneyomim. From Im Neder, we have to say it's talking at least by the Chagigas Chamishotim. So we know that that one's eaten 2 days and a night. Now we can't learn this Pasuk to be talking about Arbosar and Chamishotim, and they're both eaten 1 day and a night, because we know already the 15th is eaten 2 days and a night. So it must be talking completely about the 14th, the one you bring on the 14th. If that's the case, then we know you can eat it 2 days and a night, because it says by Yom HaRishon. Now, that when it says, don't leave over, it must be going back on the one you brought, Erev Pesach. Not talking about a different Chagiga, the one you bring on the 15th. So we learn from this pasuk that Chagigas Arbasar, you eat 2 days and a night. So bottom line, right, if it wouldn't be that it said, Bayom HaRishon, right, if it said just lo salin min habasar asher tizbach bo erev ad boker, which boker would I say it is? The first one. It's only because it says by Yom HaRishon that I know you're eating it the first day. You can't be burning it the morning of the first day if you're eating it the whole first day. So it must be the second day's morning. That's only because you have a pasuk by Yom HaRishon. Without a pasuk, I would say it means don't leave it over. Ad boker means the first morning. Right? So if that's the case, Rav Yosef asked, Rav Kahana? Yeah, why does Rav Kahana have to learn from the word Rashis? Boker Rashis. That over there by the Emurim is talking about the first morning. And without that Rashis, I might think it's the second morning. Why? If by the Basar, there's no half a minute to say it's the second morning without a special pasuk, why by the Emurim would there be a havamin to say the second morning without a special pasuk? Therefore, it must be that boker means stam, the first morning. You don't need the rashis. And the rashis, you learn some other drasha from. We don't know what it is. But not this drasha. You don't need this drasha. Rashi. Hai l'chagigas chamishasar im neder. So from im neder we learn the chagig of the 15th. The hai l'chkulei and the other pasuk, the entire pasuk is talking about the chagig of the 14th. And therefore it means, don't leave the basar that you bring on the 14th and eat on the 15th till the morning of the 16th. Well, the Yom HaRishon can appreciate. And the Yom HaRishon therefore goes on eating that korban. So therefore, boker must mean the second morning. The time of the chsiv hashtim aforish hatar. Now the Gemara gets to the question. After we explain the brisa, now we have a question that Rav Yosef asked on Rav Kahana. The ilu tana lebasar loboy reshit. In order to say that boker is boker rishon, you don't need a special pasuk, you don't need a rashis. All you need is not a special pasuk to tell me it's the second morning. But if there wouldn't be any special psukim, boker means the first morning. Ilok shi bayom harishon, if it wouldn't say bayom harishon, la boker, demash mitrei, habi amina boker boker rishon. I would say pasuk that it means the first morning, if it didn't say bayom harishon. So, right, the apagav the basar koi the keel, even though it's talking about the basar, which is more tau than the emurim. The chosh came, boker, the siv gabi chelev chagi, the lo boy reishis. Surely, if it would only say, lo yolin, chelev chagi, ad boker, and it wouldn't say also right after that reishis, I would say first morning. If by the Basra you say that, surely by the Amurim. So what do I need that drasha from Reishis to tell me it's the first morning? I know anyway it's the first morning. It says Reishis after that. Learn something else from it. That, you don't need that drasha to tell me this halacha. That's Rabbi Yosef's kasha. What? No, because we're saying that since what he's saying is, where do we find something that for the basar you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that it's pasuk the first night, right? And the boker means the first morning, right? And for the emurim you need a special pasuk. That's okay. That's how Rav is explaining Rav Yossi's words. Let's go on. A Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishmo, the Shabbos. So now we said you're allowed to shecht Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But that's only if you're shechting it and it's kosher. What happens if you shecht it in a way that's going to be possible? So then you should be Machal Shabbos. Because you weren't Yotzi Korban Pesach, and maybe you shecht it on Shabbos, Shelo Litzorah is your Chayv. A Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos, Chayv Alav Chatos. If you did it because you forgot it was Shabbos, or you thought it's okay to shecht the Korban Pesach Shelo Lishma, so you're chayav chatos. It's your shogeg. You're mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. Since Pesach Shelo Lishma is pasul, so you weren't yotzei Korban Pesach, you're mechal Shabbos Shelo Litzorah, and therefore you bring the Korban Chatos. Ushar kol hazvachim sheshachtem l'shem Pesach, and all other korbanos that you brought l'shem Pesach, right, im einam reuyim chayav. If they're not fit to be a Korban Pesach, right, then you're Chayav Achatas. Because again, you're Mechal Shabbos. There's no heter to bring a Korban that's not Korban Pesach, L'Shem Pesach, on Shabbos. Okay? So what's the pshat? If they're not Roy for Pesach, right, then you're Chayav Achatas. The Imra Uyim Hain, but if they would be fit to bring this a Korban Pesach, in other words, it's a year-old animal that's a zachar, that's a keves or an ace. Those are the animals that are fit to be Korban Pesach. Then Rabbi Lezer Machayev Chatas. Rabbi Lezer says he's still Chayev Chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua Potter. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're Potter. We'll see in 1 second why. Omer Le Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, I'll tell you why you're Chayev Chatas, for sure. In the case where you brought another animal that was roy to be Korban Pesach, right, a shlomim. You brought a shlomim l'shem Pesach. Okay? Even though it's kosher, but you're Machal Shabbos. Because a shlomim you can't bring on Shabbos. You can only bring the Korban Pesach. You brought a shlomim l'shem Pesach. So the halacha is that the Korban is kosher, right? Because shlomim, shalom l'shma is kosher, but you're not yotzei your neder. You have to bring another shlomim. Okay? To be mukan your neder. But the Korban is kosher. But it's not docha Shabbos. It's kosher, but it's not Tocha Shabbos. You're Mechal Shabbos, B'shogeg. You thought you were allowed to do this? Tough luck. You're Chayav Achatos. Or you thought it wasn't Shabbos? Tough luck. You're Chayav Achatos. Right? So, and that's Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, you're what's it called? You're not Chayav Achatos. We don't know why. Because you're Mechal Shabbos, B'shogeg. Why aren't you Chayav Achatos? So Rabbi Lezer explains, Mayim Pesach, Shumot Mutter L'Shmot. If you bring a Korban Pesach, then if you shecht it at the same Korban Pesach, it's okay on Shabbos. It's okay. Right? Kishishina Shmo Chayit, but if you, that same Pesach you brought, the same Shlomim, is Pasol, and the Mele Yer Mechayit Shabbos. Zvachim Shem Asurim Lishmo. A Shlomim, that if you brought it the same Shlomim on Shabbos, you're Chayit Vachatos. Right? Because you can't bring a Shlomim on Shabbos. You're Mechayit Shabbos, not Doche Shabbos. So if you brought that shlomim with shame shlomim, you'd be chayav achatos. Kishishina shlomim udin shuchay. Surely if you brought the shame Pesach, which is only kosher like b'di'evin, it's not what you're supposed to do, and it's not docha Shabbos, surely you should be chayav achatos. If you brought the shlomim for the sake of the shlomim, you're chayav achatos. Surely if you brought the shame Pesach. Amrali Rabbi Yeshua, no, lo. Im amras the Pesach shishinu b'dabar asim. By Pesach, if you brought it the same shlomim, you brought it for something that's usher to do on Shabbos. The shlomim is for sure usher to do on Shabbos. So you brought a Korban Pesach the same shlomim, that's chayav achatos. Toma bizvachim shishina medavra mutter. Over here you thought you were making a Pesach. In other words, you brought the shlomim l'shem Pesach. So you thought you were doing it for something that's mutter on Shabbos. So that's called tor b'dvar mitzvah, the osa mitzvah. You were tor b'dvar mitzvah, you made a mistake, you were in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you thought you were doing a mitzvah, and you thought you were bringing korban Pesach. And you made a mistake, but you did do some mitzvah, because the korban's kosher. It's just that you're mechal Shabbos, right? But the korban remains kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, by tor b'dvar mitzvah, something where you made a mistake at a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, just you did a mitzvah that wasn't Ocha Shabbos, right? You're not Chayv HaChatas. You were Mechal Shabbos, but it's not as strong as a Shogeg. It's less than Shogeg. Because since you were so, involved in a mitzvah, since you were so involved in a mitzvah, and that got you to make the mistake, that's one level less than Shogeg. So you're Mechal Shabbos, but you don't bring the Chatas. You're putter from a Chatas. It's not as severe as a Shogeg, it's a little bit less than a Shogeg. Because you're involved in a mitzvah, and in the end you did a mitzvah, we make that one notch less than a Shogeg, it's more like onus. Right? It's more like you did it, with not because unintentionally, you did it like, totally accidentally. It's more of an accident, because you're so involved, than unintentional. That's the Pshat Rav Yeshua. Amar Leih Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar said, no, a Murei Tzibur Yochichu, Shehein Mutarim L'Shman, V'Ashochet L'Shman Chayit. I'll show you a different like that. If you bring a Korban Tamid, which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, right? So if you bring the Emurim, what's it called? L'Shem Korban Tamid, the Docha Shabbos. But if you brought them, what's it called? If you brought some other carbon, and you thought it was a carbon tamid, right? Then you burn those emurim, the shame, the carbon tamid, you chayiv chatas. Even though you did a mitzvah, right? And the carbon is kosher, right? Still, you're chayiv chatas. Amar Leih Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says, let's assume that you're right. That if you brought another carbon, the shame carbon tamid, right, that you're chayiv achatas. But it's still different than bringing another carbon, the shame carbon Pesach. Why? Even though the carbon tamid is docha Shabbos. Lo im amras ben murek tzibur sheyesh lem kitzvah. You only bring one tamid. The guy had no right to think that he should bring another tamid. Why in the world is this guy thinking he can bring a carbon tamid? There was a carbon tamid. There's only one, right, that the whole tzibur brings. Why did this guy think, crazy thing, he should bring another carbon tamid? So, that's not called an accident. That's a real unintentional. That's a shogeg. He should have known better. But on the Korban Pesach, Tomar, the Pesach Shein Lo Kitzvah. Korban Pesach, there's no amount. Right? There's a lot of Korban Pesach. So this guy thought, oh, I'll bring it for somebody. I brought my Korban Pesach. I'll bring it for another guy. It's Korban Pesach. Right? So he brought a shlom in L'Shem Pesach for somebody else. And you could bring another Korban Pesach. You bring as many Korban Pesachs as are necessary for people. So I shefted this l'shem, somebody else, I thought he didn't bring his korban Pesach, I want to do him a favor. And I brought a shlomim, which, l'shem Pesach, which is kosher, but it's not docha Shabbos, because it's a shlomim, it's not a korban Pesach. So that's called accident. Because I'm so busy with the mitzvah, that made me make the mistake. That's not called unintentional, that's less. Right? But that's because there's a reason to think I could bring another korban Pesach. There's no reason in the world to think I could bring another carbon atomic. Rav Meir Omer Achashoke L'Shem Emurei Tzibur Potter. Rav Meir says, no, even that case, you had intention to do a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, even though you're Mechal Shabbos, you're not Chayav Achatas. It doesn't have to be like Korban Pesach, where you're thinking about bringing another one, even that, you made a mistake, and you thought to do a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, Rav Meir holds, even in that case, you're Potter from Achatas. Not even more than Rabbi Yeshua. Shachto shalola ochla, if you shechted the Korban Pesach entirely for people who can't eat it, people who are sick, shalola nuya, for people who weren't counted on it completely, la'arelin, to people who are arelin, who can't eat, and we have a special pasuk by arelin if we learned maybe long before, or the tmeim, where people are tamei, can't eat. Chayiv, yechayiv. Why? Because it's Korban Pesach's pasuk. Of Korban Pesach, you made Shalom La'ochla, the Shalom La'nuyah is possible. Since it's possible, you chayav chatas. Because even though you were taught the Dvar Mitzvah, but you weren't Osa Mitzvah. You didn't do any Mitzvah. La'okla v'shalala, okla, l'nuya v'shalala, nuya, l'mulin ura arelin, v'tmeim ula tahorin, potter. Not only potter, you yotzi korban tesa. If you brought the korban tesa for both people who are tar and tamei, arelin and mulin, and so on, so we said the korban tesa is kosher. So since the korban tesa is kosher, you're not chayi v'chatas, obviously. And you yotzi korban tesa. Shachto v'nimtza balmum, chayi. If you shefted the korban tesa and you found out that it's a balmum, so the korban is possible. Yechai v'chatas. Why? You should have checked the animal first. Right? Shacht over him to treifa. On the other hand, you shechted it, and when you opened it up, you found out the lungs have a hole in them. So it's a treifa. The seisur potter. If that thing that's a treifa was something hidden, like in the lungs, that you couldn't know until you shechted the animal, then you're potter from a v'chatas, an accident. What could you do? Couldn't check the lungs before you shechted the animal. But But if it's not a makom seisur, it had a broken leg, you could have checked and see it was a treifa. Then you chayav chatas. You shechted a korban pesach. That's a balmum. You're not yotzi the mitzvah, and you could have checked before. Then you chayav chatas. Shachto v'noda shemashu abayla mesiyadam. You shechted. Then you found out that all the people who were mumming this korban decided they don't like you, and they pulled out of your korban and joined somebody else. Like you lost all your friends erev Pesach. And you didn't find out about it until after you shechted the korban. Now it's possible, because there's nobody left on this korban. Right? You were just a shliach. You weren't even on this korban. So, it's possible. Oshemesu. Or they all died. And you didn't find out until after you shechted it. Right? Or they died. They didn't die after you shechted it. They all died before, but you were in the Azorah. Right? You didn't see the funeral notices. Oshemitmor. They all became tamid. Potter. Then you're potter, because when you shechted, there was nothing you could have done. You thought it was okay. It happened to be that it wasn't okay. Then you're potter from achatos, because you're an honest. It's an accident. It's not unintentional. What could you do? Rashi. Okay, we'll do the Rashi's tomorrow.